feeling of that. This episode of Girly So Groovy seems to be riddled in all the right ways with Toronto artists, and we have just another one right there. It's Toronto alternative pop singer-songwriter Amara, A-M-A-A-R-A, Amara, with the song Bright Lights. That's from her most recent album, Child of Venus, released just a couple years ago. In the middle, though, it is a band out of Montreal, and I'm giggling because in some ways it was a band that was sadly a one-hit wonder with their song Drinking in L.A., but we heard something a little different. I'm talking about the band Brandvan 3000, the sprawling DJ-led Montreal collective Brandvan 3000. From their album Glee, we heard Brandvan 3000 doing their take on a Quiet Riot classic, Come On, Feel the Noise. And then starting that set off, it is new music from Yule. The new album is called Evangelic Girl is a Gun. We heard the opening track, Tequila Coma, from Yule. All right, we are going to keep this train moving. It is definitely an artist that knows how to set a mood. It is the Scandinavian dark dance diva Fever Ray right now here on Girly So Groovy.
I want to be a forester, run through the mud. this world is wearing thin, and you're thinking of escape, I'll go anywhere with you. Just wrap me up in chains. But if you try to go alone, don't think I'll understand.
on the table, bought me some time, haven't been to the mountains in quite for a while. Attached to mine. Went out to the movies. They jump in time. That's the place where the dead come back to life.
When the patriarchy's got you down and you just want to create and conjure a witchy mood and twirl in the moonlight, well, then I guess you tuned your girly So Groovy. That's what we just kind of did with that set. I am so excited to talk about what we just heard. New music from Baltimore-born, but now Germany-based, Sophia Kennedy. She's a composer and songwriter who uses her training and background in film and theater to make off-kilter, orchestral, indie, and electro pop. Sophia Kennedy's just far enough left of center to still be tangible enough in the way Toon Yards or US Girls or even the B-52s may be. The new album is called Squeeze Me. We heard the song Nose for a Mountain. In the middle, I have been wanting to work this duo into a set list here on Girly So Groovy for a while now. UK alternative pop duo Shakespeare's Sister, a duo led by ex-Bananarama vocalist Siobhan Fahey, with the song Stay. That's from the band's 1992 album, Hormonally Yours. Again, the duo is Shakespeare's Sister. Such fun, dark pop music from Shakespeare's Sister. And then starting that set off, it is the project known as Fever Ray, the shape-shifting electronic pop project of Karen Dreger. Fever Ray with the song When I Grow Up, that's from the self-titled debut album from Fever Ray. Okay, friends, we have about 30 minutes left here on Girly So Groovy. Coming up, I've got music from Kate LeBon, Dead Can Dance, a new medieval folk kind of band, Fawn Fables. If anything, we have been, I feel like, celebrating the wonderfully weird with that last set of songs, and we are going to continue into the last half hour. Speaking of new music, though, one album that has caught my ear and is definitely already fighting for that top spot when we count down the girliest or grooviest albums of 2025 goes to Dara Dorian. Now, Dara Dorian is the solo project of singer and multi-instrumentalist Angel Dara Dorian, who is also known for her work with The Dirty Projectors. While her new fourth album, Ready for Heaven, has me so excited. It's a playful buffet of percussion forward, no wave, and drum machine post-punk. One reviewer describes Dara Dorian's new album as a carnival funhouse in the middle of a dilapidated parking lot. And I thought, what a great description. Dara Dorian up next here on Girly So Groovy.
From the east.